Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Anatomy of Peace, 4th edition, Resolving the Heart of Conflict, published by the Arbinger Institute, is a compelling exploration into the undercurrents of interpersonal and internal conflicts and how these can be resolved. This edition, updated to address current global challenges, offers profound insights into how conflicts within and between individuals stem from the ways we perceive others. The book presents itself not just as a guide to managing conflict, but as a transformative journey towards understanding ourselves and altering our interactions with others. Drawing extensively on real-life anecdotes and psychological insights, the Arbinger Institute provides practical frameworks for shifting our mindsets from adversarial to cooperative, thus fostering peace and compassion in various aspects of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the box theory, a central concept in The Anatomy of Peace, is the box theory, which serves as a metaphorical representation of the mental and emotional states that confine us and shape our perceptions negatively towards others. According to the Arbinger Institute, we place ourselves in a metaphorical box when we betray our sense of what is right due to various motives, often unknown to ourselves. This process locks us into self-justifying cycles, where our distorted perceptions and emotions validate and escalate conflicts. Understanding how we enter into these boxes and acknowledging their existence are crucial first steps towards resolving conflicts. The book gives emphatic emphasis on reflection and encourages readers to introspect on moments they might have entered the box during daily interactions. It is through this awareness that individuals can begin the process of self-liberation from these confines, thereby initiating genuine peace within themselves and in their relationships. Secondly, collusion as a dynamic of conflict. The Anatomy of Peace introduces the notion of collusion as a dynamic where conflicting parties, often unknowingly, perpetuate and escalate the conflict between them. This is validated through their negative behaviors feeding into the cycles of action and reaction. The author suggests that collusion is not merely a result of misunderstanding, but is a purposeful interaction where both parties are seeking validation for their prejudices and misinterpretations, locking themselves and their counterparts in a destructive loop. By recognizing these patterns, the book provides a framework for individuals to disrupt these cycles, offering practical strategies for stepping back and objectively assessing interactions. This knowledge empowers readers to change their part in the conflict, thus undermining the collusion and paving the way for resolution and reconciliation. Thirdly, the pyramid of change. The book delineates a pyramid of change to guide individuals through the process of transforming their heart-related conflicts. This pyramid serves as a step-by-step model, starting from self-awareness at the base, ascending through understanding others, connecting with them, and finally acting in ways that promote genuine peace. Each layer of the pyramid builds upon the previous one, emphasizing that change is a progressive journey requiring patience and consistent effort. The Arbinger Institute illustrates through various examples how climbing this pyramid not only resolves external conflicts, but also brings about a profound inner peace. This structured approach encourages readers to adopt new perspectives and behaviors that are consistent with resolving conflicts at their roots rather than merely addressing superficial symptoms. Fourthly, the role of emotions in conflict. Emotion plays a pivotal role in The Anatomy of Peace, where it is depicted not just as a byproduct of conflict, but as a fundamental driver. The book explores how unmanaged emotions can distort our perception and escalate conflicts, suggesting that emotional intelligence is crucial for conflict resolution. Techniques such as empathetic listening, validating feelings, and expressing vulnerability are discussed as key strategies to manage and harness emotions constructively. By cultivating an understanding of our emotional landscape and those of others, we can more easily bridge gaps in perception, reduce misunderstandings, and foster a culture of openness and peace within interpersonal relationships. Lastly, applying the principles to various contexts. One of the strengths of The Anatomy of Peace lies in its applicability to a wide range of contexts, from personal relationships to professional environments, and even to international diplomacy. The book provides numerous examples and case studies in which the principles of peace have been effectively applied to resolve deep-rooted conflicts. Whether it's within family dynamics, teams at work, or between warring parties in a geopolitical context, The strategies offered by the Arbinger Institute are shown to be universally applicable and effective. This not only makes the book a valuable resource for a wide audience, but also underscores the universal nature of conflict and the potential for peace. In conclusion, The Anatomy of Peace, 4th edition. Resolving the Heart of Conflict is an essential read for anyone seeking to understand and resolve conflicts in a deep and lasting way. Its insights are valuable not only for those involved in overt disputes, but for anyone who interacts with others on a daily basis. The book's emphasis on introspection, empathy, and proactive change make it a powerful tool for personal growth and for fostering healthier relationships. By applying the principles outlined by the Arbinger Institute, readers can significantly improve their interactions in all spheres of life, contributing to a more peaceful existence. If you would like to support the Arbinger Institute, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.